Hello, you're listening to the Trade Show Minute on Rave Radio. You can find it at ravepubs.com under the Rave Radio tab. I'm your host, Gary Kirk, coming to you from ISE 2019. I'm joined by Robert and Paul from Plantronics. So what do you guys got for me today?
Well, Gary, today I think we wanted to talk about what Habitat Soundscaping is. It was 5 or 6 years ago, actually, when Plantronics went into the open office. We did so at that time to see what challenges our customers were going to have as they were migrating to the open office as well. And at that time, we wanted to understand the challenges they'd have from a headset perspective.
Okay.
What sort of communication challenges they would have. And what we found out is that the open office is very noisy. It's full of distractions, right? And when we look at what's distracting, it's not noise in general. It's how clearly you can hear conversations in the open office.
Mm-hmm.
In Plantronics, when we first did that, as Robert mentions, we experienced a problem that many other companies are experiencing. And that was the single biggest issue when we moved to open plan working was, in fact, distraction, the ability to concentrate. So we found that, in fact, people who'd moved to open plan offices before us reported their productivity had gone down, whereas they thought it was going to go up. And the issue was people couldn't concentrate. Why is that a problem? Well, if you can't concentrate, you can't do your job properly. Why is it you can't concentrate? It's because you get distracted. When you're distracted, it takes you about 23 minutes to get back into that performance zone.
Oh, wow.
And so helping people to avoid the distraction of others and things going on around about them meant we could actually improve productivity while retaining the benefits of an open plan office. So that was something we put into our office when we first moved to the open plan working. But we use the normal technology that's regularly available, and that's introducing a white noise into the environment. There's three ways you can manage noise in an open office. One is to you can absorb the noise, so you stop propagation. The other one is you can block the noise. And the third thing we've heard is you can cover the noise. So we did all three of them. The covering we used was just a random Gaussian noise, a white noise. And what we found over time was people start to fatigue in that environment. So we started to experiment in Plantronics and Polycom. That's where we discovered introducing new forms of noise, biophilic noise, would allow people to have the benefits of low distraction, but also get a sense of well-being because they're in a more natural environment.
Right. I can see that. I know working in an open environment, just like we even have here, visual distractions are one thing, but sound distractions, they get inside your head, literally, and it's hard to shake that. It's like getting a bad song in your head, you know. Yeah, exactly, and you're so distracted. So you're talking about the white noise. I've definitely been around those types of sound buffering devices, but you're talking about this more organic approach to sort of natural sounds that would be appealing. Tell me a little more about that.
It's all it all stems from biophilic design. And when you look at biophilic design, it's been around in office plans for
now. That's
for
a fancy word
now.
For people that don't know what that means, like myself, specifically biophilic. What does that mean?
Yeah, it is a fancy word, and it's not a medical disease.
Okay, I'm glad that our listeners will really appreciate knowing that.
What it means, if you translate it, is a love of nature.
Oh,
and
okay.
It's the idea that in the presence of natural elements, that we have a better sense of well-being. Now, many studies out there report with a better sense of well-being, you're going to be more productive, you're going to be more creative, and you're going to also be more relaxed. Now, there's some studies out there that kind of prove that just introducing basic level biophilic elements within an office space can increase creativity by 15%. Some other studies say you can double it. So you kind of look somewhere in the middle is probably where it's at.
So are we talking about sounds like wind through the leaves or birds in the distance?
Yeah. Well, I was talking about it in the general sense.
Okay.
And so when you look at biophilic design in an office space, it's you have natural tones, you bring in plant, living walls, all of these things have been done for a long time. Nothing's really been done in terms of biophilic acoustics, bringing in the sound of nature into the office.
One of the things that I often like to ask people is to close their eyes and think of an environment where they're relaxed. Think of an environment where they feel at one with themselves. Mm-hmm. More than 95% of the time, people think of themselves outdoors and in nature.
Sure.
They don't think
in a park or something.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
And yet, when you think about how we expect to work, in fact, where we live today, more than 85% of our time is indoors, in offices and our houses.
Sure.
6 or 7% will be in a car, believe it or not. And it's the little bit that remains that's outdoors. So mm-hmm. so the fact we're detaching ourselves from nature is kind of unnatural.
Yeah.
So biophilic design allows us to bring nature back in to our lives, but into the office environment where people are in that most relaxed state and most creative state.
Yeah, I can totally agree with that. If I had to describe my favorite place to be, it's never going to be the office. Yeah. I love my job, but you know, it's not your favorite place to be. And it is interesting you point out that the places that we love the most are the places we spend the least amount of time. Absolutely. We're always either at the house doing household chores, mm-hmm. or we're at work doing work chores or commuting. And you look at that small, minute amount of time that we have left. Yeah. If you can add a little bit of that into your work, it's got to be a good thing.
Absolutely, absolutely. So the biophilic design that Robert was mentioning, that's at the core, the fundamental of our habitat soundscaping design. So going back to, we were talking earlier on about the principles of covering noise, what you're actually doing is you're introducing a small amount of noise, but you're suppressing the distraction that comes from other sources, from people talking nearby mm-hmm. you in an office. And by using the biophilic techniques from Plantronics and Polycom, what you can do is you can inject a small amount of biophilic noise into the office environment. It's a natural noise, so it isn't perceived as noise, but it allows people to concentrate and focus on the task. It also allows, it feeds to the desire of real estate owners to get better utilization of space, because you can have people sitting closer together and yet they can still be highly productive. So mm-hmm. habitat soundscaping managing all of that. The other thing you should say about it is, of course, the different points of the day, you know, there's different noise environments. So we actually, with the habitat soundscaping, have a dynamic environment where we're sensing how much distraction there is in the office environment, and we're raising or we're lowering the injection of the biophilic sound. And we talk about biophilic sound, let's make it real. We're talking here about the sound of running water.
Okay.
Very calming. And introducing that in makes the environment much more natural to the individual. The other thing that we've done with habitat soundscaping is we've introduced visual keys, visual tones. Would you like to talk about what we've done?
Yeah, there? The visuals are an important element of it, because it helps do two things. One is bring in a biophilic element into the office. We need more of that. I think we understand that at this point. Then it creates this cognitive connection between the acoustics that you're hearing in the environment with this visual cue. So you can imagine, we call them digital windows and digital skylights, showing a natural scene within the office. And then we also have the options of real waterfalls too. Both of those types of elements can be brought in to create that visual connection behind it all. And as Paul was talking about on the what we call the adaptive soundscaping intelligence, the system is adapting to how conversations are playing out in the office in real time. So we can create a space where people can collaborate in the open office without worrying about distracting others that are trying to focus in the open mm-hmm. office. And that's one of the original promises of the open office.
Now, how quickly and easily is this adapted to a space? So let's take, for instance, this space we're in right now. If I want them to not be distracted by what we're doing, but then an hour from now, we want to have a full room meeting. How do I get rid of that waterfall that's dividing us?
In terms of the different zones that the system is built into, let's say we're having a conversation over here on the back of the room. They're trying to focus. Within seconds, the system's going to recognize that and going to slowly ramp okay. the sound over the back of the room, allow them to focus, but allow us to have a conversation open and free in this side of the room.
Very nice. Mm-hmm. I love it. So is there anything else exciting that you want to announce here for ISE 2019?
I think one of the newest features, a part of this system, is our ability to capture more data in the office than we've ever been able to capture before. So I mentioned the adaptive soundscaping intelligence, and we have a bunch of sensors in the office now that are monitoring for these distracting levels of conversation. Now we can use that data and give the head of real estate, the workplace strategist, insight into the office space, how it's being used in real time. And this is some data that has been captured manually before or hasn't existed at all. So now we can do this in real time through the habitat soundscaping system.
Very nice. Very nice. So if people wanted to find out more about habitat soundscaping, where would they go to find out?
I think a good place would be on the website at habitat.plantronics.com.
Okay.
You can check it out there. And of course, if they're here, happy to stop by the booth.
Sure.
We have it installed in our booth. That's actually one of the first times we've been able to do that in an expo like this. The ideal experience is going to be in an office space built into it. And we have a great demo site here in Amsterdam, well, just outside right. in Hoopdorf. That's we're also very happy to take customers to.
Down on the floor would definitely push the limits of what it can do. It'll be a good experience or a good test.
Yeah, it's definitely an acoustically challenged environment.
Sure thing. Well, Paul and Robert, I really appreciate you taking the time to come up here and speak to us. That is all for this podcast. If you want to listen to more things like this, you can go to check out all of our ISE coverage at the microsite ravepubs.com/ISE 2019.